Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 459. Health and Fitness, The Minimalist Way by Nia Shanks. And A Healthier Body Image by Joshua Becker with becomingminimalist.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, reading you some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there with permission from the websites, of course. Now, as you probably noticed, I'm going to be reading you two posts and from two different authors. Now, you should be pretty familiar with Nia Shanks if you've listened to this show before. I frequently narrate from her site. But today's article from her is actually a guest post on a popular minimalism site called Becoming Minimalist. It was created by Joshua Becker, who's an author I'll also be reading from for you today. And Joshua is actually frequently narrated on my brother's podcast, Optimal Living Daily, which covers minimalism and personal development. So if you like the posts today, you'll actually enjoy his show too, Optimal Living Daily. But for now, let's get right to the posts as we optimize your life. Health and Fitness, The Minimalist Way by Nia Shanks with becomingminimalist.com. Minimalism provides myriad benefits: less stress, more time, a greater appreciation for the people and events that truly matter in your life. These same benefits can be experienced when harnessing a minimalist approach to health and fitness. Today's society has developed an unhealthy obsession with health and fitness. It's a billion-dollar per year industry, and people spend tremendous amounts of money and time on fad diets, gym memberships, and dangerous supplements because media and marketers attempt to persuade us to believe these items are mandatory. We're told we can't figure out how to improve our health on our own, and that getting healthy is a complicated process. But it's not. You can improve your health and quality of life the minimalist way. You've undoubtedly been bombarded with messages about cleanses, quick fixes, and gimmicks. Avoid them at all costs and choose instead to embrace the minimalist method for better health. The Minimalist Guide to Health and Fitness. Follow these bare essentials to improve your health while saving precious time and some money. Move your body in a way you enjoy. Traditional exercise is not mandatory. Sure, you can join a gym if you'd like, but it's not necessary. You can perform bodyweight workouts at home or use free weights if you'd like to engage in resistance training. Take advantage of local parks and go hiking, ride a bike, or anything else available in your area. Trying a new hobby is a terrific way to discover new passions and appreciate your body for the wonderful things it can do. You can also perform these activities with the family so everyone can improve their health and spend quality time with each other. What you do isn't nearly as important as doing something consistently. Aim to move your body on a near daily basis for at least 20 to 30 minutes. Remember, the possibilities are endless, ranging from bodyweight workouts at home to exploring local parks. Search your local area and see what you can find to explore. Eat well, simply. Nutrition can seem complicated as a result of fad diets that come and go every few months, but it needn't be. Research has shown what matters most. Make sure your diet consists mostly of real, minimally processed foods. Eat a variety of fruits, vegetables, nuts and seeds, beans and legumes, dairy, eggs, fish and seafood, and meat and poultry. You can omit the animal products if you're vegan or vegetarian. A few other key guidelines are beneficial. Make eating fruits and vegetables a high priority. Stop eating once you're satisfied but not stuffed. Enjoy your favorite, not super healthy foods on occasion. This way you can still enjoy events like birthdays, anniversaries, holidays, and other occasions that include your favorite foods without unnecessary guilt. Focus on the lifestyle, not the goals. One of my favorite sayings is, "The journey is the destination." Even if you have excess weight to lose, Don't focus exclusively on that goal. Instead, concentrate on the daily journey, enjoying delicious, satisfying meals with your family and moving your body in an enjoyable way. Do those things consistently, and the additional benefits, such as weight loss, will be a tremendous side effect. Strive to make eating well and moving your body in an enjoyable way part of your daily life. Enjoy the journey, and additional results will follow. Do these things for the right reasons. Most images and messages for health and fitness revolve around aesthetics, all for the sake of improving how you look. But don't get caught up in that propaganda. Eat well and move your body to discover the amazing things it can do. Getting and staying strong and agile will help ensure you avoid injury, age gracefully, and allow you to continue doing the activities you enjoy, as well as trying new ones. Losing excess weight can certainly be a benefit to improving your health and fitness habits, but don't lose sight of the other, perhaps better benefits you can reap from moving and eating well daily. Focus on applying those few tips consistently. Move your body frequently in ways enjoyable to you, eat well in a simple way, enjoy the journey, and do these things for the right reasons, and you'll improve your health, fitness, and quality of life the minimalist way. A Healthier Body Image by Joshua Becker of becomingminimalist.com. Quote, "Treat your body like an instrument, not an ornament." Gary Thomas. Our society struggles to find a healthy image of the human body. On one end, we obsess over it. Americans alone spend over $10 billion per year on plastic surgery. New fad diets surface and fade away at a dizzying pace. Magazine covers promise six-pack abs in grocery store checkout aisles. The average woman spends 2 weeks a year on her appearance, and 77% of adult women complain about their physical appearance. And yet, despite all the cultural fixation on beauty and outward appearance, 60% of Americans are either overweight or obese. Only 1 in 5 adults meet the federal guidelines for both aerobic activity and muscle-strengthening exercises. We spend over $100 billion per year on fast food and an average of 34 hours per week watching television. Even more of us see little connection between our physical bodies and the lives that we lead. Both views lead to disastrous outcomes. On one hand, an over-infatuation with the body leads to an unhealthy relationship with it. We base our happiness on our physical appearance or use it as a means to impress others. But an unconcerned, dismissive image of the human body leads to an unhealthy lifestyle with unhealthy choices. So what approach might we take that balances both and keeps our physical bodies in proper regard? Or better yet, what perspective might motivate us to care for our bodies properly without becoming obsessive over it? The key, I believe, is to understand our physical bodies are the instruments through which we accomplish our unique purpose in this world. Our one physical body represents an important tool to accomplish important good work. In this way, they must matter to us. No matter what our greatest pursuit is in life, our physical bodies are essential to accomplishing it. Whether I desire to be a good parent, a spiritual mentor, a world traveler, a successful business person, or any combination of the above, my body is either an asset or a liability. This is an important change in our thinking. We do not care for our bodies simply for vanity's sake or to fill a void within us. We care for our bodies so we can more effectively accomplish what we most want to accomplish with our lives. This approach motivates us to make healthy choices in a healthy context. How then specifically might we care for our bodies to keep them both healthy and effective? Consider these 7 intentional steps. Step 1, fuel properly. Make half of your plate fruits and vegetables. Their contribution to healthy eating cannot be overstated. The goal in our home is to make meat the side dish rather than the main dish. Step 2, hydrate sufficiently. Every system in your body depends on water. According to the Mayo Clinic, your body probably needs 9 to 13 cups of fluid each day, depending on your gender, your size, and your activity level. Consider 8 glasses of water each day as a really good place to start. Step 3, exercise frequently. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends 150 minutes per week of aerobic activity and muscle strengthening activities on 2 or more days a week. That's just a bit more than 1 full-length movie and sitcom. If you are intentional about getting exercise, you are meeting this suggestion. If you are not intentional about getting exercise, you should probably start. Step 4, rest regularly. Your body needs rest. Get some each week. Step 5. Eliminate unhealthy habits strategically. Eat less junk food, drink less alcohol, smoke fewer cigarettes, read more labels. Step 6. Don't compare foolishly. Your body is unique and your goals are unique. Care for your body as an instrument through which to accomplish your unique purpose, not as something to be compared to others. Step 7. Make changes slowly. Pick one item from this list you can improve upon. Start there and experience some victories before moving on to the next. You just listened to the posts titled Health and Fitness, The Minimalist Way by Nia Shanks and A Healthier Body Image by Joshua Becker, both with becomingminimalist.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And don't forget, you can hear a lot more from Joshua Becker on my brother's show, Optimal Living Daily. I'll start by commenting on Nia's post first. I really like that she mentioned weight loss as a side effect of doing other behaviors. My faculty and I down in San Diego just created a community-based weight management program, we call it. But really, it's about healthy living. And what we tell participants is that by following the stuff we're talking about, weight loss will actually be a side effect of what you're doing. Let's not focus on managing weight, but let's focus on developing healthy habits. So I completely agree with Nia's approach. And as a side note, we're collecting data, so we'll see actually through data if this approach works. And with regards to Joshua's 7 steps, I really like that he mentioned making meat the side dish rather than the main dish. Here in the US, we definitely treat protein sources as the main dish. But when you go to other countries, meat is kind of like a condiment. It's not the main feature. It's more like a preview. And when we talk about rest, rest is a little bit different than sleep. Yes, absolutely. Put your feet up here and there. Spend some quiet time to allow your brain to process all of the things that it has to. Possibly meditate. But that's different than sleep. Deep restorative sleep helps repair muscles. It also helps form brain connections and allows your brain to process even more deeply. And so the recommendation for most adults really hasn't changed all that much. You want to aim for 7 to 8 hours of uninterrupted, restful sleep each night. And just like Joshua said, tackle one habit at a time. Start slowly, but just start somewhere. That way you hopefully won't feel overwhelmed. And then as you build your confidence and have those small victories, it's going to create momentum for you to tackle the other 6 steps. All right, that'll do it for today. I'll be back tomorrow for our usual Friday Q&A, so definitely come back for that where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism, from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.